This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is time to talk to our guy, Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. We do it every single Thursday here, and it's all brought to you by The Landing in Liberty. And Ben, we finally made it. It's opening night of the NFL. It's Eagles. It's the Dallas Cowboys or the Browns, however you want to look at them. What are you feeling going into this first game?
Well, everyone's saying blowout city, blowout city. The Eagles are going to win this game by 30 points. The game will be over at halftime. I'm not so sure about that. I'm not 100% on that. It is banner night in Philadelphia. And the Cowboys are relatively healthy going into this game. I think we're going to get a competitive game. The Eagles are going to win. But I'm going to be Benny Brightside on the game tonight, that it'll be somewhat competitive. It's going to be one of those games where you don't think the Cowboys are actually going to win the game, but mathematically they'll have a chance to win the game going to the fourth quarter. And that's really all I want. I'm being selfish. I admit I'm being selfish. I don't want a game over at halftime. I want to have a competitive game where Jalen Hurts has to make a play in the fourth quarter and Barkley has to, you know, has to run through the line, get a first down. That's what I want. And that's what we're going to get tonight.
You know, you mentioned the situation involving banner night, and then you have Nick Sirianni saying, oh, I didn't even know it was banner night. We're not going to watch all that kind of stuff. This is why I don't have trust in the Eagles, because I think their coach is a dope.
Well, we knew right away when he got hired and he was doing rock, paper, scissors with the players before to see whether they were competitive or not, that that was probably not the greatest sign in the world. Hey, I did how many last year during football season, Sirianni's on the hot seat. I thought he was going to be fired. They won the Super Bowl. So you can't obviously fire Sirianni after that, and he clearly knows a thing or two about offense, but yeah, he's not one of the sharpest guys in the NFL. If you were to do an NFL IQ test for head coaches, Nick Sirianni, my money is not on him being in the top 15 of the NFL.
We move on to the other game, I guess, the one that actually really matters, which is the one in Sao Paulo, Brazil, with the Chiefs and the Chargers, Ben. And I think it's interesting when you look at this game because obviously, the travel plays an effect to this. It's a long trip over there, and then it's, you know, obviously a different country. But I feel like where there are a lot of eyes on this night's game on Thursday with Philadelphia-Dallas because it's the first game, right? You could have put the Browns and the Cardinals on tonight, and I think still a ton of people would watch. But they're watching because of the game. Why are you watching L.A. versus the Chiefs?
Well, I'm a gambler, so no.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I'll be watching because I have a Benny versus the Penny, which is now on YouTube, by the way. But no, I do go to the Charger games out here because they're I do the thing from LA and they're out here, and so a chance to see them play quite a bit. And they're the typical good regular season team that falls apart in the playoffs. That's been the way that franchise has operated. So you expect that to be a close game. I wouldn't bet against Mahomes, though. It is a popular opinion. I'm sure you guys have talked about this a bunch, and I'm just piling on. Like, there's like, well, the Chiefs are going to fall off the cliff this year. It's all over because of what they did in the Super Bowl. That seems to be a popular opinion. But I like him in this spot on Friday because you look at what Mahomes has done in week one. I think in his career in game number one, he's got like 21 touchdowns and two interceptions in seven openers in the NFL. So he's historically done very well to begin the year. And I don't think the Chargers address their needs. They don't have that big time playmaker on offense, unless you think Ladd McConkey is that guy. I don't think he is. Now you could argue the Chiefs don't have that either, right? Because they're missing some guys with injury and suspension and whatever. So it'll be close. It'll be a fourth quarter game. I'll be watching because I have some financial interest in it. But I think the Chiefs will start out 1-0. And the question is, will they look good 1-0, or are they going to win kind of a clunker 1-0? Because from what you guys have said and from what I've heard, the travel, as you referenced, is not great. And so are we going to get just a plodding game where it takes a half and it's like 6-3 at halftime? You're like, what is going on here because of the conditions in Brazil? We'll find out.
Is that going to be the narrative all year, though, with the Chiefs, Ben? Like, do they have to go out there and blow everybody out, or can they just win games? Because it seems like when they just win games, it's not enough. They want people to go out there and blow them out and win every game by 45, 50 points and put up an aerial attack like it's 2018 all over again. How are we going to be hearing the Chiefs judge from a national perspective this year?
Yeah. Well, I think that's the answer. Like, if they go out there and they win, but they don't win with razzmatazz, they don't have that razzle-dazzle, then people are going to say, well, they're good, but they're beatable, and they'll screw it up in the end and all that stuff. And then what usually happens, it reminds me like the Patriots, because this is similar to what the Patriots did, where they didn't win every year, but they'd get there pretty much every year. And there were some years where the Patriots were pretty blah. And like, with, you know, they had a really explosive team with Randy Moss, which, by the way, they didn't get it done with him. But there were some years where they would win and they wouldn't get style points. But then you look now, since they're no longer good, people look back and they romanticize those Patriot teams. They block out the fact that there were games they won because their idiot kicker and Brady didn't play well, and the offense kind of was stuck in the mud and all that stuff. So it's really one of those things, when it's all over, when they start writing the books and making the documentaries, which I guess will be 20 years from now, whenever this thing ends, and there'll be a red carpet documentaries about the Chiefs, and they'll overlook. Right, you only remember the good. You'll overlook the bad stuff. It's like you block out certain things.
So a story you can't really block out from yesterday that kind of broke because of Pablo Torre, once again, a sports investigator. What's your take on this Ballmer, Kawhi Leonard, and planting tree business? Because the memes were just absolutely insane. I saw one with Christopher and Tony from The Sopranos with the safety vests on saying, Kawhi and Ballmer showing up to plant trees.
I just want you to know, Dusty, that I am open. If anyone wants to offer me a no-show job, I will be the greatest employee at a no-show job. I will have a smile on my face. I will be a model employee. Just give me envelopes with cash, and I won't tell anyone that I'm not actually doing anything. Some would argue that doing the overnight show, I already have a no-show job, but I'm all for it. Listen, I know some people with the Clippers. They're very tight-lipped on this. My sense is that the way it was reported is a version of the truth, but not the whole truth, and there's more to it. And if the Clippers did do this, Steve Ballmer has got to be the dumbest person on the planet. I tend to think there's another side to the story, and that it's not nearly as dramatic as was reported by Pablo Torre in that podcast, that there's a middle ground somewhere. Otherwise, what are they going to do? They're going to fine Ballmer a couple $1 million. The Clippers, Kawhi Leonard will be a free agent. They'll lose some draft picks, and that'll be it. This has happened before. Although I do think, whether this is proven or not, like, don't you think just in pro sports in general, not just basketball, this kind of stuff happens? Like, if you're the star player, if you're the star quarterback or the star player, like, these guys have side deals with owners, because owners like star players, and just kind of goes together. They're good at business, and so they help each other out.
You know, we used to say all the time when Josh was around, he used to say, I don't know why every Falcon doesn't have a Home Depot store. We can't pay you money, but here's your own store in Marietta, Georgia. You know, you get something like that. But, yeah. I mean, now, you know, people are going to bring up the Brady stuff and how he didn't make any money with New England, too. Somebody's going to start investigating that. Where did Tom Brady make all of his money? But, I mean, if this is what's going on, oh, well, now you got caught. Now you got to change it. Like, I'm just of that impression that there's all kinds of stuff we don't know about going on in professional sports.
Well, and you know, I kind of goof on the Pablo, the podcast guy, but I goofed on him because, like, this is the one area, and I will give him a little bit of credit here, because no one's doing that. Like, all the media companies are in bed with the professional sports leagues. There is no investigative reporting that goes on in sports because everyone is in bed with each other in pro sports. So, you know, he better be right, because if he's not right, you know, he's gonna have no money and his podcasting career is over. But the fact that he's doing it, like, no one else is doing it. I don't know anyone that's calling out these teams and going and digging, because they don't want to find out what they could find out. So they couldn't even report it because they're in business with each other. So that part of it to me is interesting, because there's a lot of stuff that 20 years ago when I was doing this, people would have reported on, but not anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's true, but, you know, you got to have one guy to do it. And you're right on this one, because if he's wrong, man, they're going to assemble a dream team and go after him, man. It's going to he's not going to be able to afford it.
He might have to go to Brazil. He might have to leave the country and go to São Paulo and live there, because, yeah, he's totally toast if he did not get this right. You would assume he does work for a big podcasting company that they vetted that through lawyers, right? You would assume, but you never know. You know, every once in a while, one slips past the goaltender. So yeah, who knows?
It really does. All right, Ben, before we let you get out of here and get ready for week one of the NFL season, who needs a better week two, Manning or Belichick?
Well, I think Manning. I mean, Belichick, they're going to be pretty mediocre this year, but Arch Manning was the golden child, right? Everyone's hyped, Heisman favorite, all that stuff. And I know Ohio State's good, but you got to be better than that. That's the big stage. That was the showcase game, and he just was terrible. People, you look at the final numbers, and they were bad, but if you watch the game, he was extra bad the first three quarters. Like, he made some plays in the fourth quarter, but the first three quarters looked like he'd never played quarterback before. So, to me, it's Arch Manning. From talk radio perspective, though, Belichick is – I mean, that's gold, right? Because this thing, if they keep losing like that, Jordan Hudson might break up with him midseason. That might be it. So that'll be fun to watch.
That will be great. Ben, we appreciate it. Enjoy week one, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, guys.
No chance she breaks up with him, but how awesome would that be in, like, week seven of the college football season, right before North Carolina Duke, Jordan does break up with Bill Belichick. That would be fantastic. I'd love it.
Or they're expecting.
Oh, no. God.
What? Seems to be popular. Travis Hunter's getting ready to have a kid. J.J. McCarthy's getting ready to have a kid. Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, they had kids.
I understand that.
Makes it five.
God, I didn't even think of Belichick having another child. Ugh. I mean,
oof. But you know what we get to do? What we are expecting is what
I mean, that just hit me, man. You said we're expecting. I just went, oh.
Which a lot of people that drop their kids off at school and their kids' favorite segment is one word, and we're expecting Mac to do it now.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Four. Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Two, three.
Oatmeal raisin. There it is. We got a jam-packed one word ahead of us, so let's roll through these. Let's start with the Royals last night quickly. One word on them losing the second game and now the series against the Angels.
Yeah, that's bad. You're losing to the Angels, a below 500 team. You got to keep a losing team losing. They've lost the series to the Angels. Bad. And especially with everything else, like Seattle just doesn't want it anymore, right? Texas didn't want it yesterday. You had an opportunity again, didn't take advantage of it. And as Dusty keeps saying, the losses are dissipating, man. The games are going away. And I think their elimination number is now 20, which is still a big number. But even still, man, like, you've had opportunities over these last two nights to not capitalize. So bad.
Deflating would be my word to steal from one Jake Eisenberg. Last night was just deflating. We were riding high. It was 2-0. Mm-hmm. Ryan Burgert was pitching perfectly. 87 pitches. You're done. In comes Schreiber. Game over.
Stinks lately, doesn't he?
Yeah, we lost to Adele last night. Not the computer, not the great singer. The guy that hit the tying home run the night before hit the go-ahead home run again last night. It was super deflating.
We'll keep it going here. Josh Allen has his Super Bowl speech ready. Here it is.
Do you have the Super Bowl speech?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. It's not written down, but it's up there. I can see the parade. I can feel it. I can, you know, 5 degrees brisk rolling down, hearing the bus roll over, all the salt and the ice.
Yeah.
Thousands upon thousands of fans filling up downtown Buffalo. I can see where we're going up on the steps at City Hall. Like, it's, I see it all. So you gotta make it a, turn it into a reality.
Now I'm welling up.
Cringe.
Ooh, okay.
Don't put the cart in front of the horse. Like, I hope that's not one of those things in 20 years that we're playing it because he never did get to the Super Bowl, you know, like every year for 20 years. Remember when Josh Allen said he already had the speech written and all that kind of stuff? To me, I get it's driving you. Don't let it consume you, though, to the point where you forget about football, you know? So I think a little cringe for me on that one. A little cringe.
I think my one word would be hopeful. It's not uncommon for people to do this. You could also have a word in there called belief. I think we all think Buffalo has what it takes to get there. Just can you beat Patrick Mahomes when it matters?
Yeah.
You got to be hopeful for that. You got to have belief in that. It's okay. A lot of people write Super Bowl speeches. Jim Nance, Mitch Holtis, they write them out ahead of time. That way they have it ready to go. They rehearse it. You hope that you never see him give that speech. But again, hopeful, belief, but it's good to know that he has that vision. But the vision that you need first is, what's the speech you give to Patrick Mahomes when you do finally beat him in the playoffs before you write your Super Bowl speech?
I think Patrick Mahomes consoles him because I think Josh loses it in tears. I would. I know I would if I finally got to that point.
Sure,
you know, absolutely.
No, if they ever do get to that point, I will root for them. I love that guy.
I don't disagree with you. If they somehow make the Super Bowl, I will be rooting for the Bills. Now, yep. I will not be rooting them for a second time, just like everybody was rooting for the Chiefs first time, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Michael K. trying to defend Aaron Boone and the Yankees. We talk for a living, guys, so we get this. We can talk ourselves in circles or into a corner. I don't know what Michael K. talked himself into. You guys tell me.
It's unbelievable. Listen, if you don't think he's a good manager, okay, then don't think he's a good manager. But when you're going to try to start little, you know, fights about nonsense like this, that he went to see his son in his first quote-unquote coaching job with North Carolina, I'm sorry, I don't have a problem with it. And I've always said that about players, too. You know, when players are out, oh, they should be back in their hotel room. Okay, what if they're having an orgy in their hotel room? Is that okay? You wouldn't know about it. So if they go out to dinner with people, or they're having fun with people outside, well, that angers you because there's a game the next day. But if they were in the hotel room and they set up a trapeze and there were people flying through the air having an orgy, you wouldn't know about it, but you'd be fine. The things that people get upset about, it's just beyond me. It is absolutely beyond me.
There's Michael K. One word.
Hysterical. Funny. True. Because he's talking about getting your playbook guy that's mad when people use their off day to do personal things. Because people that are the hardos for sports, you know, the guys we talk about with the truck nuts all the time, they believe that people should be in their playbook. And I'll never forget, it started with us, with Jeff Schwartz on vacation during the bye week. And somebody saw him on a plane and said, you should be getting in your playbook, man. And so I think that was the 2012 season. So everybody needed a break at that point in time. But, I mean, for people to think that these guys just live, eat, breathe sports all the time and don't have their personalized. Aaron Boone went to watch his kid make his debut on a coaching staff of a Division I school. Sorry, blowhard up there with your truck nuts hanging out. I'm going to watch my kid. Nothing will come in the way of me watching my kid do their thing. I got tennis today. I got cheerleading today. I got soccer tomorrow. You know, like,
but
nothing.
But you have a football game you have to watch tonight.
Let me tell you a story, and I don't know if you even know this
one. Man.
I don't even know if you know this. When Jen ran her first marathon in Chicago, I was there, right?
Yeah.
And it was a Sunday afternoon. The Chiefs were playing the Texans. It was 2019, 2018 maybe.
Okay.
Right? And I tweeted a picture. And somebody had the balls to tell me, I can't believe you're watching your wife run a marathon instead of paying attention to the Chiefs game. It's your job.
Wow.
That person was a sandwich artist in Salina, Kansas, who said that to me. And I'll never forget that. And I'll never, ever, 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 ever sacrifice my kids and their stuff or my wife for something else like that. And I applaud these players that have the ability. Like, they've got the wherewithal to get that private jet and all that kind of stuff to do that, to go be there. Man, that's a big moment for Aaron Boone to be part of.
My one word, real quick, orgy.
Yeah. He's absolutely right. You get mad with that. You have no idea what's going on back in the room.
Trapeze. Oh, man, it's good.
Bucket list.
It's just so great. We talked Pablo Torre's big expose yesterday on Steve Ballmer, Kawhi Leonard. Them using a fake fraudulent company to give Kawhi Leonard money. There's more coming out on that. Pablo Torre was on Dan Patrick yesterday. Dan Patrick has some, you know, is Jalen Brunson a possible next target?
Oh, boy. Knicks in four.
Talk. Once the first, you know, person gets outed, now all of a sudden it feels like it's safe to out other people.
Yeah. The difference here, and by the way, it's funny, like my tip line has never been more used by enemies of Jalen Brunson. Right. Like look into that one. Right. As well as, you know, James Harden.
Is there something in there with Jalen Brunson?
Well, look, how he arrived at the Knicks. This is where I will have to defer to the reporting I may or may not do on this. Mm. Certainly was interesting. Right. Like, OK, that's a pretty good deal for the Knicks. Has some whatever. Anyway, I don't want to get ahead of myself in terms of
that's
that.
A tease. Well, though. That's a tease.
It's a bit of a tease.
Okay.
There you go. One word there for Pablo Torre and this whole expose. As we find out more information, the Clippers did make a response as well. They posted their statement, I should say, in response, obviously denying these allegations.
Interesting, but I don't care. Like, if it happens, it happens. I just assume all this stuff is going on. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Who's Pablo Torre trying to get revenge on? That's like my thing. Like, he's out to get everybody in this kind of stuff. And so I look at it and go, yeah, I kind of believe this is going on already. Now we kind of know about this stuff going on. Players endorse stuff all the time. What's the difference between, endorsing something versus this? I'm asking because I don't know. Like, what if he was endorsing that tree company or whatever the hell it was, you know? And I'm kind of with Mark Cuban too. Like, you do the say it out loud test. You think a billionaire is going to allow a company to go into bankruptcy when one of the creditors is KL2?
Yeah, it's a good question.
So how much, like, Torre better be right on all of this.
Yep.
Otherwise, Ballmer's going to put together a dream team and sue that man and win.
I would say my one word would be reporting. I'm proud of Pablo for actually going out there and, you know, doing it. You know, he could just be like, I'm not going to touch this. I'm not going to do this. I'm going to let it sweep under the rug.
Sure.
Pablo's intelligent, man. Like,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He really is. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's talking about. He brings up the Jordan Hudson stuff with Bill Belichick, and everyone discredits him, and then we find out there's tea leaves to the story. He brings up the Steve Ballmer stuff with the Clippers, and then he's got other stuff still left in the holster. So he's doing what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
If he's right, he's right. If he's wrong, he'll still have a podcast. You know what I mean?
Right. Like,
I mean, you know, he's just, it is what it is, man. It's the world of sports that we live in, so.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.